So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ma bein Pesach Harishon L'Sheni. The Mishnah lists two differences and four commonalities in the halachas of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Brisa expresses the rules by formulating three categories based on the following two psukim regarding Pesach Sheni. B'chodesh Hasheni b'arba asr yoyim bein harabayim yasu oisoi amatzis umarem yuchlu lo yeshir memeno ad beker ve'etzim le yishbu boi anything intrinsic to the carbon itself, such as tzli esh, roasting it, applies equally to both, based on the phrase, the Pesach Sheni shall be done according to all the halachas of the Pesach Rishon. Mitzvah she'al gufay, anything associated with the carbon, even though it's not intrinsic to it, such as eating it with matzah and mar, also apply to both, based on the phrase, al matzis emarim yichlu, mitzvah shaloy al gufay. Things totally separate from the carbon, like the isser to own chametz when bringing it and saying hal when eating it, only applies to Pesach Rishon, but not Pesach Sheni. Either based on the example the Torah gives of the etzim leyishbubay, the isser to break a bone, which is mitzvah shabegufay, implying that external halachas would not apply, or based on the general phrase yasu aysay, which only includes mitzvah shebegufay intrinsic to the carbon. The Gemara elaborates further on these psukim. The Torah specifies three examples of halachas that apply to Pesach Sheni. A matzis umirayim yichlu, to eat it with matzah umar. Lo yashir miminat biker, not to leave it until the next morning. Ve'etzim leyishbur bay, not to break any bones. If it only would have given one example, we would have assumed that kechachukas haPesach yasu aysay is a prat uklal, the nasik klal mitzvah prat, a klal that follows a prat, which includes everything. The three examples are given to show that only mitzvahs that are similar to these three apply to Pesach Sheni. To further explain, the Gemara cites a brisa, which says that each one of these three examples is a different type of mitzvah, and each prat uklal individually teaches to include in Pesach Sheni an additional mitzvah shal gufay, an intrinsic or associated halacha, and exclude from Pesach Sheni an additional mitzvah shaloy al gufay, an external halacha. Amatzah merem yichlu. The requirement to eat it with matzah and mar is a mitzvah saseh. It similarly includes the mitzvah saseh of tzliyesh, to roast it, and excludes the mitzvah saseh of hashpasa sar, to get rid of chametz. Lo yishir mimen al baker. The issur to leave any of it over is a lav shenitri laseh. Allah used to say they can be rectified by doing a mitzvah saseh, burning it. It similarly includes the lav shenit glaseh of lo yisaytzi mimenu, not to take it out of the location it's supposed to be eaten in, but excludes the lav shenit glaseh of bal yirah or bal yamatzah from Pesach Sheni. Etzim lo yishbu bay. The issur to break a bone is a standard lo yisaytzi that cannot be rectified by an aseh, and similarly includes the lo yisaytzi of al teich lumenu na, not to eat it raw, but excludes the lois aseh of lois ishchit al chametz dam zivchi, not to shech the Pesach Sheni while owning chametz. The Gemara continues to elaborate on some of the differences and commonalities of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Harishon to'in hal b'chalasei, v'asheni ain't to'in hal b'chalasei. We only have to say hal while eating Pesach Rishon, but not Pesach Sheni, because the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Hashir yilechem kelel hiskadish chag, leil hamakudish l'chag to'in hal. Hal is only said on the night that is a Yom Tov. However, zeh v'zeh toin hal b'asiyasim, they both require hal while shechting it, either because the daytime, when that is shechted, is not excluded in the pasuk, or simply that it cannot be that people would take a lulav or shecht a korban Pesach without saying hal. The Gemara continues. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are brought on Shabbos, but there is a machlekes where the Pesach Sheni is brought betumah when the majority is tameh. The Tanna Kamma holds it cannot be brought betumah, because it's not logical to bring it betumah if the entire reason we did not bring the Pesach Rishon was because we did not want to bring it betumah. Behuda holds it is brought betumah, because after trying our best to avoid bringing betumah, if we have no other choice, we will bring it betumah. There's machlokes regarding lina, whether Behuda holds that you have to spend the entire night of Pesach Sheni in Yerushalayim like you do for Pesach Rishon. Before we continue with the next Mishnah, let's summarize by reviewing the Mishnah at the beginning of the Daf. Zak the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Harishon L'Sheni. What are the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Harishon aser b'bal yirah or b'al yimatze, v'hasheni chametz matzim b'bayis. On Pesach Harishon, one may not have chametz in his house, while on Pesach Sheni, he may have chametz in his house. Harishon toin halal b'achilasei, v'hasheni ene toin halal b'achilasei. Pesach Harishon requires halal to be recited while eating it, while Pesach Sheni does not require halal to be recited while eating it. The Mishnah continues. However, zev v'zev toin, both Pesach Harishon and Pesach Sheni equally require the following. Halal b'asiyasin, halal to be recited during the Shechita and Avoda. Nechol and Tzli, they must be eaten roasted only. Al matzah merayim, the Karban Pesach must be eaten with matzah mar. Deichin is the Shabbos. They both override the Shabbos in that they are brought even on Shabbos. The Gemara adds, Leisaitzim menu, not to take it out of the location it is supposed to be eaten in. Regarding the following two halachas, which apply on Pesach Rishon, there is machlikis whether they apply on Pesach Sheni. Pesach haba betuma. The Pesach Rishon can be brought when Reiv Tzibur is Tame, where the Pesach Sheni can be brought betuma as a machlekes. Lina, on Pesach Rishon, as on other Yom Tov, one is required to stay the night after Yom Tov before returning home. Whether Lina applies on Pesach Sheni, it is a machlekes. Zag the Mishnah. HaPesach Sheba betuma, lo yichlu mimenu zavin, bezavis, nidis, veyaldis, vim achlu, petun mikaris. Even the Karban Pesach is brought betuma, like when the tzibur is mostly tummy from a mess, people who have the tumma of zav, nido, yeledis cannot eat from it. However, if they eat it, we learn from the pasuk v'hanefesh ashtechel baser mizevach hashlam mashal Hashem v'tumasei lo v'nichrasa that they are not chayav karas, because tummy people are only chayav karas for eating a carbon that is fit to be eaten by Torah people. Rabbi Yehazar Paiter afal bias mikdash. Rabbi Yehazar holds that zav, zava, nido, yeledis are not even chayav karas for entering the Beis HaMikdash, while a Karban Pesach is brought b'tuma, because when we allow Tmei Mesim in, people with other types of tuma are not chayav karas for entering. By Rav Yosef, Dachku Tmei Mesim v'nichnasu l'heichel b'Pesach haba b'tuma. Mahu? Rav Yosef asks whether Tmei Mesim who are bringing the Karban Pesach b'tuma and are therefore allowed to be in the Azara would be chayav karas if they entered the heichel. We have two versions of Rav's answer. First, v'yishalchu min ha-machne implies afila miktsas machne. There is a case where Tmei Mesim are only sent from part of the camp, which must mean that they can enter the Azar, but would still be chayav karas for entering the Heichel. Second, v'yishalchu min ha-machne el mechutz la-machne may imply that the only time somebody is chayav karas for entering the Heichel is when he is excluded entirely from the machne, but when he is permitted in the Azara, he is not chayav karas for entering the Heichel. By Rav Yosef. Continuing our discussion of a Pesach that is brought b'tuma, Rav Yosef asks, "Dachku tmei meisim v'ochlu emuri Pesach haba b'tuma mahu." Is somebody chayav karas for eating the emurin of a Karban Pesach that is brought b'tuma, or do we treat the emurin like the meat, which is mutter? Rava answers that we learn tumas emurin from tumas basar. Therefore, when there is no isser to eat the basar b'tuma, there is no isser to eat emurin b'tuma. By Rav Zeira. Emuri Pesach Mitzrayim, Heichak Terinu. Reb Zera asked where they burned the Emurim of the Karban Pesach Mitzrayim, considering that there was no Mizbeach. Abaye says that they were treated like the meat and eaten roasted because the only thing they had resembling a Mizbeach was the doorpost where they put the blood, but they obviously cannot burn the Emurim on the doorpost.